Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In the Happiest Man on Earth. Eddie Jacku shares a profoundly moving and inspiring account of his life, centered around his harrowing experiences as a Holocaust survivor and the invaluable lessons on happiness and resilience he learned along the way. Born in Germany in 1920, Eddie Jacku experienced firsthand the horrors of the Auschwitz and Buchenwald concentration camps during World War II. Despite the unimaginable sufferings he endured, Eddie's story is not one of despair but of gratitude, friendship, and an unbreakable spirit. His powerful memoir offers a testament to the strength of the human heart and a reminder of the capacity for kindness in the face of the greatest darkness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of gratitude. Eddie Jacku's life story exemplifies how gratitude can be a potent tool for overcoming adversity. Throughout his ordeal in the concentration camps, Eddie witnessed the worst of humanity, yet chose to focus on moments of kindness and solidarity. His ability to be thankful for the smallest acts of kindness, even in the darkest times, serves as a profound lesson on how gratitude can foster resilience. By focusing on what he had rather than what he lost, Eddie nurtured a positive outlook that enabled him to survive and ultimately thrive. His emphasis on gratitude underscores its significance in nurturing hope, forging connections, and finding joy amidst despair. Secondly, the essence of friendship. Eddie Jacku's narrative brings to light the incredible importance of friendship and human connection during times of extreme adversity. The bonds formed in the concentration camps were not merely a source of comfort, they were often lifelines. Eddie details how sharing scarce resources, providing emotional support, and working together were critical for survival. These friendships underscore the human need for connection and the extraordinary ways in which compassion and solidarity can emerge in the face of brutality. Eddie's reflections on friendship highlight its power to heal, inspire hope, and bring light to the darkest places. Thirdly, choosing happiness. Eddie Jacku profoundly illustrates that happiness is a choice, regardless of one's circumstances. Surviving the Holocaust taught him that happiness does not depend on external conditions, but on one's internal decision to seek joy and beauty in life. Eddie's determination to not let his oppressors steal his ability to be happy is a compelling argument for the concept of happiness as a choice. This perspective encourages individuals to find happiness within themselves, emphasizing the importance of attitude, perspective, and the decisions we make every day towards our personal happiness. Fourthly, the importance of forgiveness. One of the most striking lessons from The Happiest Man on Earth is the theme of forgiveness. Eddie Jacku's ability to forgive those who wronged him is nothing short of remarkable. Forgiveness, as Eddie describes, was crucial for his emotional healing and personal freedom. Harboring resentment would only have prolonged his suffering. Through forgiveness, he was able to release the heavy burden of hate and thus fully embrace life. This lesson speaks volumes about the liberating power of forgiveness, not only as a gift to those who wrong us, but primarily as a gift to ourselves. Lastly, resilience and the human spirit. Eddie Jacku's story is a testament to the resilience of the human spirit in the face of unimaginable suffering. His narrative provides a clear message our spirit can endure far more than we can imagine, and it is possible to emerge from profound darkness with kindness, love, and hope intact. This resilience, as demonstrated by Eddie, involves a conscious choice to focus on life's positives and a refusal to succumb to despair. His life reminds us that resilience is not inherent but cultivated through choices, attitudes, and a steadfast belief in the power of the human spirit to overcome adversity. In conclusion, Eddie Jacku's memoir, The Happiest Man on Earth, is a poignant reminder of the human capacity for kindness, resilience, and happiness even in the most dire circumstances. It is a must-read for people from all walks of life, offering lessons on gratitude, the value of friendship, the power of a positive outlook, the significance of forgiveness, and the indomitable strength of the human spirit. Whether facing personal challenges or simply seeking inspiration to lead a more fulfilling life, readers will find Eddie's story profoundly impactful. His experiences and outlook can benefit anyone looking to cultivate happiness, resilience, and a deeper appreciation for life's blessings, making it a universally relevant and enriching read. If you would like to support Eddie Jacku, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.